I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. The trial of Bozeman Republican State Representative Art Wittick got underway yesterday in Helena. He's charged with illegal campaign activity. Covering the trial for us is John S. Adams, the editor at MontanaFreePress.org. He joins us now.
This trial is about whether or not Art Wittick, when he was a candidate for the Montana Senate in 2010, illegally accepted contributions from corporations and didn't disclose that.
And that would be a violation of state law. These accusations were made by Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell back in 2014, I believe. What happened at the trial? What did they get taken care of?
Well, this is going to be a five-day trial. They hope to get the case to the jurors by noon on Friday. What happened was they selected 14 jurors from a pool of about 100.
But we also got to the point where we heard from witnesses, and I think you said there was kind of a surprise witness.
I don't know if I'd say she was a surprise. She was on the list of potential witnesses, but Sarah, formerly Anderson, her name is Sarah Arnold now. She's been married, but when she was in Montana in 2010, she worked for the National Right to Work Committee, which is the organization that's alleged to have run this sophisticated campaign that Art Wittick is accused of illegally benefiting from.
Representative Wittick allegedly received services, valuable services worth thousands of dollars to help him win his campaign in 2010. What kind of services are we talking about here?
Well, that's what Arnold testified about, a very sophisticated campaign that involved these very detailed walk lists, which were very valuable pieces of data that included all of the registered voters in a particular district, broken down by precinct, whether or not they supported certain issues. Incredibly valuable information for the candidate. They also provided various letter writing services. She described one of the letters being the wounded friend letter. If a candidate attacked his or her opponent in a particular district, that attack might soon be followed by a letter purportedly written by a friend of the person who is being attacked. There were also wife letters, which were purportedly written by the wives of candidates. All of these were offered to a variety of candidates who were pre-selected by the Right to Work staff in Montana. And Arnold described in detail how that operation worked, who was behind it, and how the candidates benefited from that. And that's what Wittick is alleged to have benefited from illegally, primarily because he didn't report the value of those contributions to his campaign.
And in the run-up to today's actual hearing, Representative Wittick has vehemently denied these allegations. Is he denying that these services were performed on behalf of his campaign? Is he saying that didn't happen?
Well, we'll hear more about what he's saying later. The first part of this trial, it's the plaintiff's turn to present their case. And so Commissioner Modell and his attorney, Gene Gerussi, Gene Gerussi is making the case that Wittick did know what these services were, and we're just starting to scratch the surface of this in the first hour or so of opening testimony. We're going to hear a lot more in the coming days, but based on opening statements, we can tell that part of Wittick's defense is that he paid for services, he reported services, that there's no evidence that proves that he was guilty of any of the things that Modell is alleging, and that he is a public servant who was wounded by the allegations against him and the damage that it's done to his reputation, and that none of what Modell has alleged he's guilty of.
So this comes down to whether Representative Wittick paid for these services that the National Right to Work Committee is alleged to have performed on his behalf.
That's really what's central to this case. The three things that the jury will have to decide is, was there a corporate contribution? Did Wittick coordinate with that corporate entity? And if so, what was the value of that contribution?
So it sounds like we just heard the allegations and some witness testimony on those allegations, but we have yet to hear from Representative Wittick and his defense team, right?
We heard an opening statement from one of his attorneys, Lucinda Luchtemeyer, who is a Kansas City-based attorney who has been brought in to help. She laid out a brief explanation for the defense, what they plan to argue on their side. But we will hear more from witnesses on Wittick's side, including, it sounds like, Wittick himself. I'm not sure if that means he's going to take the stand or if we're going to hear about something in deposition testimony. But one way or another, we will be hearing a lot more from Wittick in his defense in the coming days.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
John S. Adams is the editor at MontanaFreePress.org. I'm Eric Whitney.